Hi, I'm Sonia Berger. The three phrasal verbs that we will focus on today are keep on, make up, and back up. We'll start with keep on, and we'll look at the three meanings on which we will focus today. I'm going to read them to you, and then I will show you a slide which I'd like you to read yourself. So you will hear the meanings, and then you will see them, and then we'll proceed to look at the sample sentences. The first meaning of keep on is to continue doing something or to do something repeatedly. The second meaning is to continue employing someone. And the third meaning is to talk continuously about something or to repeat yourself so many times that it becomes annoying. Now I'd like you to read these three meanings on a slide. And then once you've finished reading them, we'll start looking at sample sentences. So let's start with the first meaning of keep on, to continue doing something or to do something many times. Sample sentence, keep on practicing and before you know it, you'll be a soccer star. Now let's analyze the phrasal verb keep on. Keep is a verb that means to maintain a certain state or effort, and on suggests a forward motion or movement. There's a lot of psychology in the phrasal verb keep on, because on the one hand it suggests sustained effort and on the other hand it suggests forward motion. And therefore, a person who manages to sustain a certain effort, who manages to keep practicing, for instance, and manages to look forward to success, is a motivated person. So keep on doing what you're doing and you will taste success. The second meaning is to keep employing someone. Let's look at a sample sentence. Why do you keep this guy on despite his bad attitude? So this guy thinks he's God's gift to the workplace. He's arrogant, he thinks he knows better than everyone else, and he has shockingly bad relationships with his colleagues. Yet the boss keeps him on. Let's find out why. Excuse me, sir, why do you keep this guy on if he has such a bad attitude? The boss answers, because he's a technical genius. There isn't a computer he cannot fix. So there you have the reason. The third meaning is to say something repeatedly to the point where it annoys other people. Sample sentence. My mother-in-law keeps on and on about how lucky I am to have married her son. So it's clear from this sentence that the mother-in-law is not very happy with her daughter-in-law. And I think the feeling is mutual. And the daughter-in-law's irritation is seen in that repetition, keep on and on. The second phrasal verb we will discuss today is the phrasal verb make up. And incredibly, this phrasal verb has more than 8 meanings. But today we're going to look at 8 meanings. And first of all, I would like you to read these meanings on 2 separate slides. Read them with attention and take in what you read. And then after you've read the slides, I will go through each meaning separately. The first meaning of make up is to invent a story, to make up a story. And a perfect example would be C.S. Lewis, the well-known writer of the Chronicles of Narnia. You might have read the books or you might have seen the movies. Now, when C.S. Lewis was young, he and his brother Warren made up, they invented a whole country. And then they carried on and invented a 400-year history for that country. They made up a 400-year history. Now that is amazing. The second meaning is to improvise. A good example sentence would be, I don't have a specific itinerary for my world trip. I'll make it up as I go, whatever moves me. Now, we don't know where this guy is going to be in a week's time. He is going to make it up. He's going to improvise. He might be in Guarujá, in Guangzhou, in Glasgow, or maybe in Grand Rapids, whatever moves him. The third meaning of make up is to compensate for, to make up for something that you had done wrong. A good sample sentence would be, in the last few months of his life, the cancer patient tried to make up for all the broken relationships in his life. Now, doctors will tell you, doctors who work with terminal patients, that is, those are patients that are dying, they will tell you that restoring relationships, reconciling with your loved ones, is tremendously comforting when you are dying. So, in this case, the cancer patient made up for broken relationships. And now the next meaning, and I'm sure all of you know this meaning, and that is to make up your face, to put cosmetics on your face. A good sample sentence would be, when you apply a pencil to your brows, always draw the line at the top of the brow because it gives the illusion of lift. And the fifth meaning, to decide, to make up your mind, is usually the phrase that we use. I have made up my mind. You will not go into a flat next year. I expect you to stay in res. It's cheaper and it's safer. So this father doesn't want his daughter to move out into a flat to live by herself. He thinks it's too expensive and it might not be safe. He has made up his mind about the correct course of action. And the sixth meaning, to make up after a quarrel, to reconcile. Now, to reconcile means to restore relationships between people. So the best part of a quarrel is making up afterwards. I don't have to go into the details there. The seventh meaning of make up is to consist of. A sample sentence would be, the rescue team is made up of a doctor, a tracker, and a mountaineer. Now here there's a sense of a whole consisting of parts, in this case of three different people. The party, the rescue party, is made up of three people. And then the eighth meaning refers to the world of printing and publishing. We have to make up the pages before they can go to the printers. So before you send the magazine or newspaper pages to the printers, you have to check the layout or do the layout. You have to make sure that the editing is done properly. And you also have to make sure that the whole look of the page is right. And then you can send it to the printers. And that is make up for you. Eight different meanings. The third and last phrasal verb that we're going to discuss today is back up. Now we're going to look at six different meanings. And once again, I would like you to read those meanings on two slides. Read them with attention, as I've said before. And then after that, I'll go through the meanings with you. Let's start with the first meaning of the phrasal verb back up, to make a copy of. And here's the sample sentence. I have no sympathy for you. I told you to make a backup, to back up your doctoral thesis, and yet you were too lazy to do it, and now you've lost 3 months' work. So yes, this guy has worked very hard, but one tends to lose a bit of sympathy for him because he had been warned. He should have known better. He did not make a copy and he didn't store it safely in another place. So he has lost his work because he didn't back it up. Number two, to support. And here I'd like to use an example from the pub. So excuse the bit of acting. Hey, buddy. Are you going to support? Are you going to back up my story to my wife that we did not, I repeat, we did not go past the pub? Yes, this guy wants his friend to back up his lie. It's not a story, it's a lie. And to convince his wife that they haven't had a pint or two too many. But I'm inclined to think she's not going to believe either of them. Number three, to prove that something is right. The best argumentative essays are essays in which arguments are backed up by sound research. So in this case, you back up, you prove your arguments by providing good statistics and good research. The fourth meaning of back up is pile up, as in cars. And here's a sample sentence for you. The highway was backed up for miles and miles after two furniture removal trucks had collided. Lounge suites, mattresses, and dining room suites were strewn all over the road. Now, I'm sure you can see this in your mind's eye. All those impatient drivers in their backed up cars drumming their fingers on the steering wheel. Yes, all because the highway is backed up. Now, number five is to make a person or a thing go backwards. And here I want you to imagine a jam-packed lift. Everyone has trolleys laden with summer sale bargains and they all want to get out of the lift. You can't wait to get out of the smelly lift with, you know, that human smell. And when the doors open, you have the stampede of angry shoppers all wanting to get in, and you caught halfway between the lift and the stampede of angry cars, people. And that's when you say, could you please back up a bit? In other words, go backwards. The final meaning, meaning number six, is to block. And here I'd like to read the last sample sentence to you. The main water supply was backed up, leaving the whole neighborhood without water for an hour. So when a pipe is backed up, it's blocked and water can't flow through. The thing you don't want is a backed up toilet. And that is the end of today's lesson. The moral of the story? Keep on living. There's no recipe, so make it up as you go along. And finally, remember, always back up your computer files.